Świętam Szamskie, gdyż to zresztą.
יש יד להפקר, ובין מאין יד להפקר. פרק די גמורה, היינו צדוקו. או הפקר היינו צדוקו. אם דמצלמה, כלומר, אם דמצלמה יש יד לצדוקו, דן הגש למחצו, הפקר. מי אמרין אין היינו צדוקו? הדיל משייני צדוקו, דצדוקו לחזה אלו לענים. אבל הפקר בין לעניים ובין לעשיר. אבל הפקר בין לעניים ובין לעשיר. So this gemara בעצם is a very very modern gemara. Gemara says יש יד להפקר או אין יד להפקר. We know יש יד לקידושין, יש יד לפה, יש יד לצדוקה. Gemara says יש יד להפקר או אין יד להפקר. This is the suffix of the Gemara, yesh yad or ein yad. And the Gemara asks the kasha, what is the suffix? Hefker haynu tzedoke. Hefker haynu tzedoke. The Gemara is pshatavet. Tzedoke chazi ben la'anim ben la'ashirim. Tzedoke chazi la'anim, hefker ben la'anim ben la'ashirim. So the Gemara says, so im tim salema yesh yad l'tzedoke, so hu adin hefker. Or maybe Hefker is different. Hefker, Chazi, Ben La'anim, Ben La'ashiri. Tzedoke is only Chazi, La'anim. And the Shaila is, what is the Shaychus Hefker to Tzedoke? 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 Tzedoke is a Nidri Mitzvah. It's the Parsha from Parshas Nedorim. What is the Tzad that Hefker will be, Hefker will not be? Ma Inyan Hefker le Tzedoke. And the Pele in this Gemara is, I think this is where Reb Nochem will speak it out in his Shir. There's no Ran and no Rosh. Every piece in the sugya here is alangeran, alangerosh. It's nothing but to explain. It's so pashut. Hefker ayin utzdoke. It's mamish the same. The Gemara doesn't understand what is the shaila bichlal. What is the shaila bichlal? Hefker haynu tzedoke, es mamish haynu ach. Es mamish haynu ach. Till the Gemara doesn't understand what was the shayla. If you already had a shayla in tzedoke, you don't have to clear again an hefker. And the Gemara says, Im tim tzedoke, I want to explain the oimek of the choymer of the problem. Not only the Gemara says that after tzedoke, I could learn hefker. The Gemara is asking, Tzedoke, Hefker Ainu Tzedoke. So when the Gemara had a suffix in Tzedoke, it was the same suffix in Hefker. Gemara is in Dim Tzeloima. After I know Tzedoke, I wonder if Hefker is like Tzedoke or not. But included in the Shaila of Hefker Tzedoke was the Shaila of Hefker. Ma Inyan Zeleze? Ma Inyan Zeleze? No Shaychas. And the Ran and the Rosh don't say Gornish. The only one that stows on it is Tesis. Hefker ein Utsdoke, the Stam Mafkir b'shvil sh'yizku bo anim. U'masik mikol mokim Hefker ha ve l'anim ve l'ashir. Stam Mafkir, he means to do a mitzvah. So what? So Shail, if Sido Ayad in Parshas Nedorim or not. Ari the Meiri explains, the Gemara never cleared if yesh yad l'kinyonim or not. Why? Other because it's chal beumdene, other because for sure it's no din chalois. But the Gemara never cleared yesh yad lekinyonim. The Gemara cleared an hefka. But it's a tzedoke. Seichel, machdo a tzedoke. Machdo a tzedoke. So Tanya says, because bederech klal, why a person makes a hefka? The rich people will anyway not to go to pick it up. Who will go to pick it up? The poor people. So Zalman and Shiri said, a little bit he could make it lighter. Rashi says in Dvorim that if a person loses money and then an oni goes and picks it up, he gets a schar. So the oni got it from him. So hefker ein utzdoke. It's a very shveri gemore. But all of this beirim. So in all of this beirim, how you have explained it? Why hefker utzdoke? Lemaise, it's a andere chalois, it's a andere zach. So because someone is benefiting from it, because someone is gaining from it, then it will be called an hainu tzedoke. It's very schwer to understand. Very schwer to understand the zustel from the Gemara. The Rambam, in Hilchis Nedorim, Perik Yud Beis Aloch Yud Dalet, the Rambam says, Hefker afal pi she'eino neder, hareyu kmoi neder. See the Rambam inside. Hefker afal pi she'eino neder, hareyu kmoi neder. She'osur loy lachzor boy. ומהו ההפקר שיום ההודום נחוסים אלו ההפקר לכויל, בין במטלטלים, בין בקרקועס. So ההפקר, אף על פי שאין הנדר, הוא כמו הנדר שאוסו לחזור בו. שטייט אין דרמבם, that ההפקר is from the parsha of Nedorim. Not stam a moshal. The Rambam brings down Hilchis Hefker instead of bringing it b'chashin mishpot. In Hilchis Schir Matone, the Rambam brings it down in Hilchis Nedor. Not only a diuk. Someone wants to know Hilchis Hefker. So in b'chashin mishpot, we open b'chashin mishpot, Hilchis Schir b'hefker. I don't know, I'm just saying first. State in Rambam that the mokim to bring down Hilchis Hefker, it's a Nedorim. Nedorim Perek Beis, Aloch Yudalat or Aloch Yudches. And the Rambam says the Loshen. Ha'efer aval pishein neder areyu kmoi neder she'osur lo lachzor boy. Ra'ayinu, the Rambam learns it's not a maisa aknoe. It's the pashtus of the Rambam. He gives reshus to people to take it. So he gives reshus to people to take it. And these people have reshus to take it. He could change his mind. He's ki'ilu mechayev himself that he gives reshus and he cannot change his mind. And it's a parsha from the parsha Nedorim. It's a parsha from the parsha Nedorim. Is that stated in Rambam? It's a parsha from the parsha Nedorim. She'osu lo lachzor bo, he can't change his mind. She'osu lo lachzor bo, he can't change his mind. This is the chefetz of Nedorim. She'osu lo lachzor bo. Zog dikzois. Like the Mishnah learns like this, that the Rambam learned that a hefker is not a maisa aknoe. The hefker is, I'm giving reshus to everyone to take it, and I ask around myself to change my mind. So the koyach of the hefker is that it's reshus lakoil, everyone has permission to take it, and I can't change my mind. Not the pshat, but pashtas, we learn out the Rambam, what is hefker. I go and I throw it out of my reshus, and it becomes hefker. The Rambam learns, hefker is not a kinyan that I throw it out of my reshus. Hefker is, I give reshus to everyone to use it, to everyone to take it away from me, to everyone to be zoiche. I'm giving reshus to everyone to take it, to everyone to be zoiche. I'm giving them reshus, and I can't change my mind. And this is the mahus of hefker. This is the mahus of hefker. First, the tzuras advarim. The chepze von hefker is, I give everyone reshus to take it, everyone has a schus to take it, and I can't change my mind. And this is the chepze of hefker. As I the ktsois understood pshat in the Rambam, so it's from the parsha of Nedorim. From the parsha of Nedorim. If it's a bal yachal dik or not bal yachal dik, medavis. Zog the ktsois. Mikoyach that, Kosav Rambam Mesupkani. If Hefker is not a Kinyan, Ktzeis Kozel will be a Baliachel. It's a Mamash Apele. Vim Ken, Hefker Vemeis, Zog Niktzeis, if a person makes Hefker and he dies, it's his, just he doesn't have Rishus to change his mind. His kids are not Meshubet to his Nidol. So in the minute that he dies, it will be back belong to his kids.
Meaning that they're not living in his house?
No. He's dead.
You could
tell him? Yeah. He's dead.
Why did they take it from Hefker?
One second. He was Mafkir. He has a house in America of 10 floors. He was Mafkir. No one knows that it's Hefker yet. Now he dies. Now someone found out about it. He wants to run the rent America to Bizeicha. So the kid tells him, I'm sorry, my father died. It belongs to me. You can't take it. I don't have to go in Zeicha. It belongs to me. It belonged to my father. Just he didn't have a reshus to stop someone to take it. So Vali didn't have a reshus to stop someone to take it. So b'meile, everyone could take it. And he can't stop them. And this is called Hefka. If this is the pshat, that this is called Hefka, when you die, then your neder is not mechayiv your kids to stop. If the neder is not mechayiv your kids to stop, it will belong to the kids. And the ktzeis is mesupik la'aloch. Frank the Ktzoyis, he has a kasha. The Gemara in Shabbos says, "But Shammai hold that the shvisa scaling. Your washing machine is not allowed to work in Shabbos. Your machresha is not allowed to. Your company." Frank the Gemara says, "How your candle is lighting in Shabbos?" So the Gemara, "Afkura mafkiru, he's mafkirit." Frank that he's mafkirit that everyone has a shul, but it's his. So Shmuley is asking, "So why not asking chometz? What helps hefker and chometz?" So Vaistois, Chometz is called Eina Birshusai. While I can't stop no one to do it, and everyone has a right to take it, this is called Eina Birshusai. Chometz is Eina Birshusai, not Eva, Bali Roy, Bali Motze. What? If he dies, Eina Chlami, his kids will be Eva. So the kids don't want to be Zeichel. If he dies, he dies. Hopefully, so we're not dying Pesach. What is the Kasha? What is the Kasha?
Why not?
He's not over. His kids. And if a person doesn't, what if someone's father is Meir Shlem Chometz? Understand? You do bittul for your kids. When father is not frum and he dies, what happens? So what if he's dying? He has a not frum father. What's going to do? He's going to die. What's going to do? What he could do? So put him on the machine to hold Pesach. So it maybe helps to say I don't want to be zeicher in Yerusha. And if not, then he's stuck in Eitzah. If not, then he's stuck in Eitzah. What? So I'm saying, so the Ktzais is only asking from Shvitas Behemter. The Ktzais is asking from Shvitas Behemter.
That the answer comes from the Ktzais. The Chayyim is asking also on comments. Does Rebbe only answer comments from the Ktzais?
No. No, I'm not saying they're in Beshusa. Ktzeis is mechadesh that in Shvisaskelim ain't in Beshusa, you also not mitzuvah. This is very chidushim. I'm saying Chometz the Isur is Birshusa. Shvisaskelim, the Ktzeis understands something that belongs to me, I'm mechuyah Beshvisa. So the Ktzeis, if it's ain't in Beshusa, maybe it's no Shvisaskelim. But again, the Ktzeis takes the Rambam Kipshutoy. And I want to explain why he takes the Rambam Kipshutoy. Why he takes the Rambam Kipshutoy? Because the Ktzeis wants to learn that Hefker is no kinyan haknoe that I throw it out of my reshus. It's only like a neder that I asur on someone else to be zeicher. It's only like a neder that I asur on someone else to be zeicher. And the Ktzeis even didn't want to say that after that it becomes Hefker. All of you ask me why we don't say it's very poshut. After I can be zoiche, and everyone else has a right to be zoiche, b'meile it becomes hefker. It's no hefker. Hefker is that everyone has a schus. It's no b'meile will become hefker. It's no musig of hefker. The way the Ktzeis understood the Rambam is no musig of hefker. The musig of hefker is giving everyone reshus to take it without a way to get back. And this is like a parshas neder. And a nether is, I could aser everyone to take it, and I could aser myself. Here, I'm letting everyone to take it, and I'm asering myself to stop them to take it. And this is the tzushtal nedorim. This is the tzushtal nedorim to the parsha of Hefka. Zog the ktzois, that he found the Bis Yosef, the end of the ktzois. The Bis Yosef in Simen Tov Lamedalet says the halacha is you can't send a shliach to mevatel chometz. You can't send a shliach to mevatel chometz. Zog the ktzois why? Zog the Bis Yosef bitul is miteras hefker, and shliach can't do a hefker. Why a shliach can't do a hefker? Zog the Bis Yosef because hefker is mitam neder. And you can't send a shliach to make a neder. Al pi divrei Rambam, kedemuchach perikame de nedorim davzayin. And the Bis Yosef says the mocker from Rambam is nedorim davzayin. The Magen Mishnah looks for the mocker in Rambam. He says it's in the end of the third, fourth perek. As mashmoes that hefker is mitam neder. The Bis Yosef says the mocker from Rambam is nedorim davzayin. The Meiri Bayo says the mocker from the Rambam is nedorim davzayin. So look how stark the Ktzeis found the Bis Yosef that you can't send a shliach to make a hefker because hefker is mitam neder and a shliach can't make a neder. Can the muchach nedorim davzayin? What he meant muchach nedorim davzayin? The Gemara wants to learn hefker from tzedakah. What? I'm saying it's a value. We have to see what is the gather. We'll get it. But so again, the Ktzais is learning that Hefker is mitam neder. Hefker is mitam neder. Hefker is mitam neder. As I learned the Ktzais, you can't send a shliach. If you die, it belongs to your kids. So the Ktzais wants to say la'aloch. Ktzeis Adam asks on himself, how he could say such a yisoid, if you die, it belongs to his kids. The Gemara says, a mafkir avdoi v'meis, the Eved is yoytze l'cheirus. It's not because the Eved was zoichan himself, before the kids. But the Ktzeis mamish wanted to say la'aloche. Not only have I mean it. And the Ktzeis asks the kasha, for shvisa skelim, how if he b'chama helps to be mafkir, it's mine. So Bali Roy, we said it's enough because you don't have a shlit on it. The Ktzei says, the Rashi says that Hefker is das acheres makne. He says, Avad it's a das acheres makne. There's a rosh like this in the beginning of the fourth parak. Why? Because be'etzim it's mine. Just, I let everyone to take it. But it's das acheres makne. But the Bis Yosef and the Meiri say, what is the mocker from Rambam? Nedorim davzayin. So, before, it's a piece here in the Ktzeis in the Meiri that we have to understand. If someone will ask you, where is the Mokir in the Dorim Dav Zayin? What you would say? The Gemara wants to medame yad lehefka liyad letzdoke. Vais tois. It's a parsha of Nedorim. Vais is it's a parsha of Nedorim. Frek the Ktzeis, I hear, it's a nice raya. But the Gemara is mesupik if I know tzdoke. I want to read a piece of the Ktzeis inside. Look, the Ktzeis, the last Dibur HaMasril and the Shtikl, and he was Mechaven Milo Le Milo La Meiri. The Meiri said the Ktzeis that Neder is Mitam Hefker, and Hefker is Mitam Neder. Look, the last Dibur HaMasril and the Ktzeis. V'nire mitvorov do the Hefker mitaras Neder mekoimu perikam ed enedorim. The Amrim perikam ed enedorim yesh yad lehefker, oidil mein yad lehefker. Hefker ayinu tzdoke. עודים לצדוקה לך זה יאללה לענים, אבל הפקר בנעמי להשירים. ומדאמרי לנהפקר היינו צדוקה אלמוד ומתאיר הסנדר. אלו דה בעינה ייפולה. אם כן, הוי עולה לכסף מישנה, בגדל אויז. להריס מקוים, ואויד. If someone could explain to me this kasha from the Ktzeis. He says, the mocha from the Rambam is from Argimore. Kevon די יבוילו בשעס ישיעת להפקר ואולסו בתיקו. ואין שברן הספקה לכולה, היך מצינו למימר, אם כן מוכח דהינה מתאיר הסנדר. הרי גוף המסוב כבשעס, אם הוא מתאיר הצדוקה או לא, וצורך יהיו. And that's a Meiri. Zog the Ktzeis, I don't understand. You're right that the Gemara had a tzad that hefker hainu tzedakah. But it's a tzad of the Gemara nishtazeh. It's a tzad in the Gemara that it's not like tzedakah. And that tzad, hefker is not nitam nedo. And word by word in the Meiri. So, what he's asking? Let me explain. The way we understand the Ktsois, or we understand the Rambam, Hefker is mitam neder, it means it's not a Maisek Inyan. Hefker is a neder that no one could take it. I'm sorry, that I can't stop people to take it, and I'm giving them reshus, and I'm not changing my mind, and thus is the Heftza von Hefker. Maybe I can't do it with a Shliach, because that is Chayvis is not Chal. It'll be a problem if it's a scaling, it stays mine, and my kids could be Zoicha automatic if I arshen it, a minute. What is the suffix of the Gemara, if you ask me? This is Hefker. Hefker is a neder. The Shaila, if it's Tzedokadik, because the Anim take it, like Taisvis, or it's not Tzedokadik. Right? This is the suffix of the Gemara. So both Tzedonim of the Gemara go that Hefker Ainu Neder. The Gemara is not switching that Hefker Ainu Neder. Hefker Ainu Neder. Hefker Ainu Neder. Now the Shaila is, it's a Tzedokadik and Neder. Stam Hefker b'shvil aniyim. Shem Zalman says, if the oni will take it, I will get tzchar in the shamayim. Or it's not tzedokah. Or it's the parsha from Hefker. Hefker is a neder. Suffolk of the Gemara, if it's like a tzedokah. Or it's a new parsha. It's a new parsha. The Ktzois understood, nein. If it's a parsha of neder, sido yodis. If it's a parsha of neder, for sure is yodis. Why the Gemara has to clarify if it's tzedakah or not? If the Rambam learns Hefker is the parsha from the Dorim, clear straight. It's the parsha from the Dorim, no yesh yad or ein yad. Why you have to say hainu tzedakah? If this one was bothering the Ktzois in the Meiri, if the Rambam learns Hefker is mitam neder, so what are you suffering? So, yesh yad in the Dorim, Hefker mai, Hefker mai. So the Ktzois understood that when the Gemara clears if it's tzedakah or not, she's clearing if Hefker is mitam neder or not. I don't know how it goes into the Lashon HaGemara. Again, we are learning the Rambam that Hefker is mitam neder, but we have Nezirus, Nidre Isu, Nidre Tzedakah, Nidre Hefker. It's a new parsha. Clears the Gemara, this new parsha is including in Nidre Tzedakah, or it's not included. So b'meile, both tzedonim of the Gemara will stay that Hefker is Ainu Neder. Both tzedonim of the Gemara will learn that Hefker is Ainu Neder. The Gemara will not switch. Both tzedonim hold the same. The Gemara didn't change. The only shaila is Nidre Isu, Nidre Nezirus, Nidre Peye, Nidre Korbones, Nidre Hefker. Stam? You can't clear Stam. It's no pasuk. I don't know exactly. You could learn enough from the Nedorim. Okay, maybe the Nedorim is a starker chalois. It's not a starker chalois. The suffix is, it goes into Nidre Tzedakah, but it doesn't go into Nidre Tzedakah. That's in the suffix of the Gemara. It goes into Nidre Tzedakah, but it doesn't go into Nidre Tzedakah. This was the suffix of the Gemara. This was the suffix of the Gemara. It goes in or it doesn't go in. But both Tzedonim learned that it's from the parsha from the Dorim. The Ktzois and the Meiri, it's very interesting. Both of them say, the Meiri says, Umekoiroi shel Rambam, Umesug Yedidan, Elo Shebehem, Zog the Meiri, Tzorchi only, Zog the Meiri. Hare Nistapku beGemara, if Einu Tzedoke, O Tzedoke Ben Lanim, Ben Lashirim. They learned that that's the goof of the Shaila. If it's Hainu Tzedakah, it's from the parsha of Nedorim. But if it's not Hainu Tzedakah, it's not from the parsha of Nedorim. It's not from the parsha of Nedorim. Very schwer. You're asking another Zach again. The Ktzois learned that it's Hainu Neder, Adkan. The Meiri says Hainu Neder, it's Adkan. This is our Gemara. I say this is what they say. Now, what is the mokir from our sugya? The pashas the mokir is because if it's a kinyonim, it's not nageh to our sugya bichlal. Yes, yad le kinyonim, or any yad le kinyonim. The pashas is a pashas ben adorim. Now, the surf of the gemara, the Rambam didn't change. We don't understand why hefker will be called tzedakah because the anim could get it. We don't know exactly. But this is the shaila. We put it in the pasha of tzedakah. We don't put it in the pasha of tzedakah. It's interesting that side the ktsais and side the meiri that we're learning like this pshat in the Rambam that the hefker is mitam neder. Both of them learned that the barazay it's not a shaila if it's tzedakah or not. If it's a neder, it's bichlal nedorim. The sofik if haynu tzedakah or not doesn't go for the sofik. Haynu tzedakah means it's the pasha for nedorim, and if it's not tzedakah, it's not the pasha for nedorim. Now, the Welt stells a poor kashas. Again, the Ktsois, the Gemara alone we said is a shveri Gemara. Why the Gemara calls Hefker is Kinyonim? Why to call it Stoker? We don't understand. Taisa said that the Rambam Rosh even didn't touch it. The Rambam, we had a Givaldike Hesber, it's Mamish from the Parsha from the Dorim. The Shailif is Doimet and either Stoker or not, this is Arpshat. It's very Gishmak. But the Ktsais and the Mirin himself didn't learn like this. They used the Rambam that it's Parsha from the Dorim, but they learned that it's not even a Shailif if it's Stoker really or not. If it's Stoker, Bemel, it's in the Parsha of the Dorim, and if it's not Stoker, the Gemara means that it's not the Parsha of the Dorim. It's like Nochamorps, Adoichak Tuluna Zepshat. Adoichak Tuluna Zepshat. The Welt fragt and the Rambam. If you learn Pshat in the Rambam, that Hainu Tzedoke, I'm sorry, that Hefker is Hainu Neder, fragt the Welt. The Welt fragt as one kasha, but as if a lady makes a Hefker, the husband could be matter the Neder. Be'etzim, you ask a kasha if a person made a hefker if you could go to the chochom. Why they don't ask that? Maybe it's toli b'das achayim and you can't make a hefker. But a isha, the husband could be made for nedarim. So every time when a isha makes a hefker, the husband will make a hafor.
How could he make
a hefker? The husband could be made for.
Belong to her, don't
things that belong to her. Mechsimilug. Yeah, well, second kasha is, how a person is allowed to be nene from hefker? If someone is mafkir or chayfetz, how is allowed to be nene? So okay, it's not a kasha. He didn't answer it. So the Welt asked a kasha. Now listen, it's a modern kasha, but it's a very long. If you're a London, how a person was mafkir or chayfetz could be zaycha again in the chayfetz? You're mafkir or chayfetz. How you could be zaycha again in the chayfetz? Well, you're telling me right. I was also to be chayzer. But I could come from the same door that everyone else could come. Listen carefully. I know that. Wait. Again. I was mafkir a chayfetz. How I could change my mind and take it back? 1 second. To change my mind, I can. So what are you telling me? I will not change my mind. But as maybe the whole world could be zaycha again, I could also zaycha again. A minute. Chayfetz that belongs to me, I could be zaycha again. How I make a kinyan? It belongs to me. I can't make another kinyan. If you make a shliach, I'm asking how a person could go himself and pick it up. How a person was mafkir a chayfetz could pick it up again lefi the ktsais. It's mine. So it's not yours really. So someone could take it.
I'm the bailim. I'm just taking
my rishus. It was your bailim and you asked on yourself to stop different people to take it. Again, you can choizah and koine. To change your mind not to let people, you can. So what else? You took it into your house.
This was the nether.
The nether was that I will not stop people taking it. Now, I can't stop people taking it. I could change my mind, no. So what do you say? No, forget about it. I could take it like everyone else could take it. You're right. But you can't make a kinyan. If you didn't make a kinyan, everyone else could take it. Then we have the kasha from the ktsais, which is a scaling. Frank the Welt, the Chidush Arim, this is a feste kasha, to mechiach that you can't say like the Ktsois Kipshutoi. The Gemara says in Merube that you can't, you can be mafkir dodo she'eino birshusoi. It's the sugi of Tznui. Someone stole something from you. You can't be mafkir dodo she'eino birshusoi. The Gemara says the Gabi Tznuim. You can't be mafkir davar she'ino birshusre. Why? Neder is chal on davar she'ino birshusre. A neder is chal on davar she'ino birshusre. Frag the Welt a better kasha. There's a lot of times in Shas. Afkure mafkirlu. Anan sadi, afkure mafkirlu. What helps Anan sadi, afkure mafkirlu? If Hefker is a neder, how you could do a neder? Again, so we're asking one kasha is a lady, atoras nedorim. Second kasha, how a person could be choizer and zeicher in his own Hefker. A third kasha, the ktzeis is kasha from Shvisas Kelim. A fourth kasha, the ktzeis is kasha from Yoshim. A fifth kasha, the chidush yarim. Why you can't be mafkir davar she'ino birshusay? A sixth kasha is, the Gemara says, anan tzadi afkur mafkir lo. How is anan tzadi then afkur mafkir lo? How it helps? But neder you have to levata b'sfasayim. Nelo, you have to levata b'sfasayim. Nelo has to levata b'sfasayim. Does not believe. Nelo believe is never chal. All the shas is full. Afkurim afkirlu. Something is not worth it. Afkurim afkirlu. Afkurim afkirlu. Afkurim afkirlu. What else? Afkurim afkirlu. Ish b'saskelim alein. Why if he b'shami allowed to use the candle? Hanan tzadi. Afkurim afkirlu. Because he wants to use it in Shabbos. What else? Afkurim afkirlu. You can't make a nelo. Why you can't make Hefker Lizman? Another person can make Lizman. So again, the Pasha is a Tzbucha that is not a Pasha of Hefker. Bitzad Sheini, the Ktzeis brings a Bis Yosef. Bis Yosef is Morena Bis Yosef. That the reason you can't send a Shliach to do Hefker, because it's a Pasha of Nedorim. The Ktzeis says the kids are Zeiche, because it's a Pasha of Nedorim.
It's
a possibility. Could be well. So we have to find the answer here. How mitzad echod we're saying that hefker is mitam neder, and that's tam in the parsha of nedorim. The Bais Yosef says that shlichus doesn't help. I'm trying to explain. Don't a lot of people say it's a mashal? It's not a mashal. The Bais Yosef says that shlichus doesn't help. It's not a mashal. If it's a mushal, shlichus will help. So I'm saying it means that it's a ischayvus, it's a kinyan as a. So shlichus will help. No shaykh is the kinyanim, zok the Bais Yosef. It's a parsha from Isurim. Mitzad sheini, bekol hashas it's muchal, it's a parsha from kinyanim. This is the shverkeit in this ktsayis. And the ktsayis doesn't ask all of his kashas. This is a mitzvah leyashev. Reb Shimon has here epes, and Zecher Yitzchok Tzido epes. It's a double kosher. To be mind me the Rambam, to be mind me the Rambam, that Hefker is mitam neder mamish kipshutai. The truth is, like we said at the beginning, if you look good in Loshon HaRambam, Loshon HaRambam is, that it's not mamish neder. Hefker ava pishein neder, hu kmoi neder. She osur lachzor boy. The goyin changes the girse. She'eino yochoy lachzor boy. Our Rambam is she'osur lachzor boy. I'm saying, it's a mitzvah le'yashev. Avada the Ktzeis is right that we said that the leichtkeit of the Gemara is that it's a parsha for Nedorim, and this is the reason it goes into the parsha of Yesh Yad, let's talk of Yesh Yad. But l'mayis a divra Rambam alein atake ve'ishva.
It's another end.